Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome back to Camo X. We are at St. Louis University, Chaffetz Arena. The new women's basketball coach for the Billikens is Rebecca Tillett. She's with us now, and congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, so excited to meet everybody and get started.
How has it been the last couple of days? You've been able to spend time with these women?
Yep, we were able to have our first team meeting yesterday, which is great. You know, lay the foundation of the vision and hear from them as well. Started some individual meetings already where we get to know each other. And then today we had our first practice, which our first workout, which is my favorite time of any day if you find me in the court, you know, on the court with the women. So,
what is the big step here, the first step, trying to get to know everybody here and then branch out in the community?
Great question. I think you have to do it all simultaneously. I think, you know, we've got to get out. I'm hoping to be in some high school gyms here. It's permissible on Friday and a couple days next week. So I've got to get out and build the community relations as well. I know our women are planning to serve next week and do some community service. So I think we've got to do that at the same time as we get to know each other, lay down the foundation of our vision, and start working already towards those goals we need every day.
Let's go kind of backwards on the timeline. So you're coming from Longwood. Just came off an NCAA tournament appearance, won a game with the Lancers, and it was a remarkable turnaround, Rebecca. How do you turn around a program like that?
You know, I think you have to have a vision, and then you have to believe that you can do it. And then you've got to put your head down and really, really work and stay the course. So obviously in a run like that, there are times that are difficult and times that are challenging and losses that sting. It's how you respond to that, right? Are those failures going to stop you from your development, or are you going to use those as fuel for future success? So I think I was just fortunate to have a lot of strong women that did more than buy in, right? They went a step past buying in. They allowed our culture of empowering women and getting better every single day and excellence to be a part of their everyday life. And when so many people commit to that so strongly, you have the opportunities that we did.
Longwood is in the state of Virginia, and that's where you're from. Also, I find this interesting. You spent some time at Navy. How did that come about, and what was that experience like, the Naval Academy?
Great. Such a great question. You know, every stop in your coaching career, there's always a great story of it. And how I ended up at Navy was a mutual coach that I'd coached against in high school, who actually just got named the head coach at Temple. She recommended me to the Naval Academy coach. So, you know, you hear people say it's who you know. It's also how you carry yourself and how you interact that they think of you and they mention your name. So she mentioned my name, and I got the opportunity to go to Navy. What a unique experience that I'll forever remember in my career. You know, obviously that institution is about excellence and service to the country. And I think just getting the opportunity to recruit and coach women who make such a commitment, right? Not only are they saying, yes, I commit to competing for championships with my teammates, they're saying I commit to serve my country for 5 years after I compete for championships. And that's a really special group of people. And so I learned a lot during that time and have stayed in touch with those women, and they're doing incredible things all over the world.
And you mentioned high school coaching. That would help in recruiting, right? You can connect with high school coaches.
Absolutely. You know, so many people have what they define as a certain path that we should all take in whatever given field is. I rely on what I learned as a high school coach in every aspect of my college coaching, and certainly within recruiting. I've been on that side where they're working tirelessly to help a girl earn the opportunity to compete for, you know, championships on scholarship and become a woman. So they deeply are invested in that process. And yes, often when I walk in the gym and we have that conversation and they realize, wait, you did this? You did this for 10 plus years? Then that's a good groundbreaker for us in terms of, you know, how are we going to move forward? And there's a mutual respect quickly established.
I think you've been learning coaching your entire life probably before you even knew you were learning it, because your dad was a coach, mom coached. Coaching is also teaching.
Coaching to me is teaching, and it's just your classroom, right? There's professors that have different subject areas. For me, the court is my classroom, and when I had the opportunity, why would I leave the classroom for teaching? It was because my favorite subject is basketball. So if I can teach that and study that every single day, talk about ball screen D all night, then that's what I want to do. So the opportunity to coach to me is to teach every day, just my favorite subject.
So as you get your family here, your husband, kids, we'll get you acclimated to St. Louis. We'll get you, you're going to become a St. Louisan now.
Yes, yes. We got to do that process quickly. I've got to become immersed in the culture quickly. So help, everybody help.
Rebecca Tillett, head coach at St. Louis University. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for the time and the coverage of our women.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.